An inspiring group of entrepreneurs has been selected for Alexandrina's Innovation Challenge program. Joining me for a chat about it and other things in the region is Mayor Keith Parks. Hi, Keith.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you? And good morning to your listeners.
Really well, thank you. Now, these finalists are working towards making the community more livable, green and connected, right?
Yes. It's a great thing. It's good for people who are trying to, have got ideas they want to get off the ground, and they get some expert help to do it. So it's part of the Innovation Challenge, which is put together by Startup Adelaide, and we were fortunate to be the first regional council to be invited to participate in it. So we've got a range of successful applicants, individuals and teams. They'll undergo a three-month program to develop their ideas and pitch them to a panel of judges in October. Interested to see how it goes. There's been some great things come out of Startup Adelaide, so we're hoping we're going to get some good stuff out of it ourselves.
The state budget has been handed down. $3.9 million allocated towards the Strathalbyn Town Centre Revitalisation Program. What does this mean for the project?
It's just over an $8 million project. So we've got some federal government money and this money from the state government. It's about eight stages. It enables us to do the whole lot and finish it completely, including upgrading of the town hall. We've started doing it. We're doing stage two at the moment, which is causing a bit of traffic havoc on the corner of Dawson Street and Alban Terrace. Once that's finished, that'll be terrific. That's the busiest intersection in Strath. And we get away from there, the disruption will be far less. And unfortunately, we've got that. You can't get around it. But it's going to be terrific when it's all done. Strathalbyn is such a beautiful town, but it will take it to that next level of being a great place to live and walk around and enjoy. And one of the things we're looking at the moment is parking within the town to try and make less parking pressure on the town at the moment.
Mm. Now, the Valuer General has revalued farm properties down there through the Alexandrina region, which has kind of thrown things off a bit, hasn't it, for your budget and for what that means for rates. Is that right?
Well, it does, yeah. I mean, we've been very careful. Even though we've had all this stimulus money and we've been putting money into it and interest rates are very low, so we've been careful to try and get the most we can out of what's available, but keep our rates down. So our average rate increase is about 2.3%. It's still got to be fine-tuned until we get right to the end, until we won't know what it is, but that's the indication. Unfortunately, the Valuer General has done some revaluations, which haven't been done for quite some years, but they've done the primary production and rural living properties, but they haven't done the rest. So what we've seen is a considerable increase in the value of some primary production land. Some's not increased, but it's thrown it all out of whack. So the primary production area, as on average, is getting a greater increase on average than the rest of the community. So it's all over the place. Some areas will be getting a reduction in rates, very slight. Some will be the same as they were last year, and others will get an increase. But the average is going to be about 2.3. It's out of our hands, unfortunately. We just wish the value in general would value when they're going to do an area, do the whole council area in one go, the whole lot, then it's all balanced and all the movements are done together. And so one area isn't getting hit harder than the other.
Mayor of Alexandrina, Keith Parks, is with us. There's a little bit longer for any artistic people out there, any budding sculpture artists who might like to take part in a Goolwa Wharf Precinct project.
That's terrific. So the Helpman Academy are the people who are going to, oversee and work with council on this project, which is a major public art commission to be installed in the Goolwa Wharf precinct as part of that development. The value of the project is $150,000, and the money is coming from the K and S Langley Fund. So it's a bequeathment of money from an estate a family who have had a connection with the region and had a lot of enjoyment and wanted to do something special. So it's an opportunity that enables, through the Helpman Academy, to seek expressions of interest from artists, preferably local, who can come up with some ideas. They'll come up with a prototype of what they're planning to suggest, and then there'll be a panel through the Helpman Academy who will select which they believe the most appropriate and present that to council.
Oh, great. So that'll beautify the space down there as part of that major work on the Goolwa Wharf, right?
Yes, and it's, you know, a lot of money, $150,000 from a individual family towards this project is fantastic.
Yeah, great. Now, there's been an increase in scams lately. They're getting more sophisticated, these awful scammers. But there's a program called Tech Savvy Seniors, and
yes,
it offers all kinds of support on cyber safety, but also, you know, using smart devices and things like that. Can you tell us more about it?
Well, it's aimed at members of our community, the over 60 age group. I guess that's the target audience. I mean, some of them are extremely well-versed in computer technology, but others struggle with it. So it enabled them to come in and have free sessions. It's supported by Telstra, the Libraries of South Australia and the South Australian Government, and it helps them to understand cyber safety. It's all about, as you were saying, scamming and all that sort of stuff, and how to protect themselves and how to use mobile devices and navigate Windows 10 and run Gmail accounts and all the things that make life, you know, pretty easy in this world where technology is leaping ahead every day. They'll be available, those sessions, in Goolwa and Strath. People can ring the office on 8555 7000, or call in if it's convenient, either in Goolwa or Strath, and make an appointment, or you can go on to our website at alexandrina.sa.gov.au/library events, all one word, and you can find out more about it and register there.
Thanks so much for your time today, Mayor Keith Parks.
Thanks, Jenny. Nice talking to you.